This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Hey, you know it's Taz and Moose. You know it's Taz and Moose.
Taz of the Moose with you here on this Wednesday morning, coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studio. Rocket Mortgage with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. Mike Pete across the way. Bogus, your updates to 9 a.m. Eastern time. We go. 855-212-4227. 855-212-4CBS, your number to call.
Attention, hotline fans.
Let's get to it. Here we go, the three.
All righty.
It is now time for the three. We get you caught up on the three biggest headlines of the day with Taz and the Moose. Number one.
Raptors even Eastern Conference Finals with Game 4 win over the Bucks.
They do. 120-102 is your final last night up in Toronto. Place was rocking. Give the Raptor fan a lot of credit. It was unreal, the noise that you heard last night up in Toronto. They are passionate. They realize that they're all in. They're willing their team. Trying to get them across the finish line to the NBA Finals and through this Eastern Conference after what we saw in Games 1 and 2. They survived Game 3, winning that game in extra time, Taz. And then last night with a banged-up Kawhi Leonard, and he's clearly banged up dealing with a leg injury, you get great performances all the way around. I mean, the bench was fantastic. From three men, they get 48 points. Kyle Lowry, I thought, played very, very well, not just offensively. I mean, very efficient, 6 of 11, 25 points, gets to the free throw line as well, chipped in with assists and rebounds. Powell was great off the bench. Van Vliet was great off the bench. Ibaka was great off the bench. There's a lot to like about this Toronto team and what they did do adjusting defensively, Taz, because that's where it starts for this Toronto team. Defensively, making it uncomfortable for Milwaukee, taking away the driving lanes, making them make quick decisions and having them make contested threes on the outside. And Milwaukee is yet to adjust, and that's something that Budenholzer's got to get back to the drawing board as they head back to Milwaukee. Series tied up at two games apiece.
Absolutely. I mean, you laid it out perfect at Toronto, man. They were just rocking, man, rocking last night and knotted this thing up. And they, you know, we saw it the previous game, not just last night, that Toronto defensively not just slowing down, you know, the Greek freak, Giannis, but really, I mean, yesterday he played okay, not as bad as the previous game, but he had 25 points, the Greek freak, but he wasn't, like, amazing. He just wasn't, you know, for a guy who played 34 minutes, he wasn't outstanding. And you're right, they're cutting out the lanes. They're also sliding up to him defensively early. I was saying this earlier, man, you could tell they're getting him early. They're D-ing up on him and doubling up and D-ing up on him before he can get anywhere near the rack. I mean, that's the key. He's not getting anywhere near the hoop, you know, so he can't do nothing. Like, they're really shutting him out, forcing him to shoot outside, as you were laying out earlier.
Yeah, and we know that's the weakness to Antetokounmpo's game, is the outside shooting. And we'll see what the adjustment Budenholzer and Milwaukee Bucks will have to make going into Game 5 back in Milwaukee. But we've got ourselves a series. Golden State's fired up about this. They want the series to go 7 wait. And they've got 8 days off here, 9 including yesterday, but 8 days moving forward here till the beginning of the NBA Finals, which get going on May 30th. So they've got a time off, so they want these guys to be banged up, hurt. I mean, you know, they're smiling ear to ear as Kawhi Leonard's limping around last night up in Toronto. But we got ourselves a series. I mean, you look at it. Now you look at a pivotal Game 5, because I do think that'll determine ultimately the outcome of the series. 82% of series have been determined when a series is tied up at two games apiece. Whoever wins Game 5 wins 82% of the series. Now, it's not 100, but it's still a significant number, and Toronto's playing with a lot of confidence. Now, they've got to take the game that they had last night on the road in Milwaukee, which is going to be tough.
Yeah, it's going to be tough. But I think that the Buck fans will show up there in Milwaukee. I do. They need a big game out of Lopez. They definitely do. Bledsoe did not play good last night either. He had 5 points. I mean, he played 20 minutes. He had 5 points. I mean, usually pretty good players, you know, on both sides of the ball. So they need something out of him. And Giannis has got to figure this out. And the coaching staff for the Bucks, they got to figure out some way, somehow, to get him some more movement to get in the paint there and get moving. I mean, because they just, they're shutting him down. So, meaning Toronto is. Yeah, so right now, who knows? I mean, if you are the Bucks, you got to feel like crap because you had a 2-0 lead on these guys just a couple days ago as far as the series goes. And now you would hope that you go to Toronto, you win at least one game. They didn't. So now it's knotted up. It's even Stephen Jones.
Yeah.
And now we got to go to Milwaukee and see what happens.
And here, from the, you know, Hubie Brown law of basketball, Taz, you know, home is where you get better bench production, and you've seen it and saw it last night for Toronto. They were plus 25 when you compare their bench to Milwaukee's bench. Now, is that sustainable, I ask you on this Wednesday morning? Can Toronto's bench, they don't have to be plus 25, but can they be plus in Milwaukee for a game five? Because you saw, you came out of those first two games in Milwaukee, you said Toronto doesn't have enough offense.
Right,
I mean, they
right.
just don't. They can't. They can't run with Milwaukee.
Oh,
they can't
right.
do that.
Yep.
And they were been better defensively, but they've also been better offensively. Powell, Van Fleet, Ibaka. Can you get two of those, three of those guys to perform at the level they performed last night, Game 5 in Milwaukee? That's going to be the true test because usually bench players perform much better at home as compared to on the road.
Totally agree. Yeah, and that's a big, that's going to be a big thing for Milwaukee. They got to make sure that off the bench, you know, a guy like Hill, you know, he's got to be a big time guy. He's got to play big time, and he played great. I mean, the other day when they played. What was it? Raptors 118-112 when Raptors won. What was that Monday night? Right? What's today's Wednesday? Yeah, Monday night.
Yeah.
You know, he'll play great off the bench. So did Brogdon. They played great, and you know, on the road they played great. Off
right.
the bench.
Sunday night they came.
Sunday night. Sorry, right. I think it was Monday.
Right.
Yeah. So you know, you need guys like that to step up. I mean, so off the bench at home to the point you're making when they go to Buckland.
Yeah.
So we'll see. I'm looking forward to
it. Yeah, and they're gonna need it. Now Hubie Brown will tell you that's not gonna happen. But,
right,
you know,
right.
historically speaking. But that's what the Raptors are going to need. There is a path. You know what the path is. Now it's a matter of execution. And Toronto has basically said, we're going to leave Antetokounmpo open outside. Let's see him. We're going to dare him to drain
threes. We're going to force him to shoot the ball
right.
from outside.
And if he hits, and if he drains threes, we're going to lose.
We're going to lose, right.
But we're going
right.
to go on the idea that he's not consistently going to hit the outside shots. And they're going to need Mirotić to play a lot better in Milwaukee moving forward here than he has in this series, especially last night. The turnovers was dreadful from behind the arc. I mean,
was
I
yelling
think it was
at
two
him.
Of
one
nine.
Of the guys was yelling at him last night. After right in the paint there. Who was it? One of his team
I forget.
Was pissed at him. I don't remember either.
He was dreadful.
Yeah, he wasn't playing good. Somebody was all
good.
Over him. One of his guys was all over him.
So there you have it. Series tied up at two games apiece. That's going to be a fun one. Rest of the way, Eastern Conference Finals. As the Raptors take care of the Bucks last night, 120-102.
Number two.
Warriors owner Joe Lacob, confident KD will return for the NBA Finals.
That's great. I mean, you take it with a grain of salt. At least I do, Taz. He's confident. He's not a doctor, number one. Number two is the Golden State Warriors already have admitted, came out and said the injury initially, what they thought it was then
right.
worse than they initially thought it was.
Right, right.
So they've already rescinded and taken a step back. You know Durant wants to get back on the court. You know, he's confident that he'll be ready game one. I'm just curious about how effective he'll be. I mean, that's not an injury to scoff at. He's had calf injuries before in the past.
Yeah. And look, you nailed it. Kevin Durant, he wants to get back. He wants to get playing. Of course, he wanted to play. He wanted to play in the conference finals here, obviously, against Portland. They didn't need him. Okay, they swept Portland. We know that. I don't think they need him against Milwaukee or Toronto either. I don't. But Kevin Durant wants to play. You know that. I don't even know if his teammates want him to play. They never say that. None of them will admit it. Guys like what Draymond's doing and what Curry's doing and the way these guys are playing, or Klay Thompson, they're not looking like, oh, God, we really need. They might say it publicly. I don't think they want. I mean, maybe I'm a conspiracy theorist. I don't think they want him there. I just think they want to prove a point. They could win the whole kit and caboodle without Kevin Durant. That's my opinion.
Well, and I think we're both in agreement there. I don't think they'd mind being able to do that. I think they, you know, life is easier with Durant on the court for them, and they're even more indestructible than what they are right now.
Right.
But they're going to be a favorite whether Durant's on the court or not against anybody that's coming out of the Eastern Conference.
Well,
I mean, either minus 120 or minus 130 favorite just to win the series.
Right.
And they'll be more prohibitive of a favorite if number 35 does return. But it's interesting, Taz. You throw it into the mix. Here's the one thing for Golden State and for Curry you got to be careful about. Now, we know they've won championships, and I people might say, you know, Mark, you're being an idiot here. It's Kevin Durant. But they're on a roll. They just swept. They've got a lot of time off. This team has played great basketball without him. They haven't lost without him here in the postseason. Won game six on the road and swept away the Portland Trailblazers. So they're 5-0 when Kevin Durant went down, since Kevin Durant went down to injury. And even won game four, five when he left that game early on in that game with an injury, Taz. So,
yeah.
Game back to the Western Conference semifinals. It's curious to see, A, the timeout. You throw Durant back into the mix if that messes up the momentum of Golden State.
I think there's a chance that can happen. They have flow right now, the Warriors. They have flow. And they're playing with a legitimate purpose, not to, to sound like just spitting out a cliche here. But and listen, as far as Joe Lacob, the owner of the Warriors, listen, man, you know, he's got to say he's confident. I would assume the trainers are telling him there's a good chance he comes back, that, that he's ready with that calf thing. Even if the trainers are not telling Lacob that, he's got to say that. He wants to sell a building out. Okay, he's going to sell. Well, I shouldn't say he's going to sell it anyway. But my point is, this guy's a draw. He's a superstar. He's spending all this money, paying this guy all this money, Kevin Durant. So he wants him there, and he wants his superstar on the hardwood in their gym. Yeah. I know it's going to be sold out regardless, so maybe that's a moot point.
Yeah, I look at more of a little bit of gamesmanship. He, you know, just as Durant's agent went out and basically said he's undecided, you know, for the for free agency, hasn't made up a decision. And then you get the Mark Stein report last night that the Clippers are neck and neck with the Knicks to sign Kevin Durant in the offseason come July 1st. So as his agent left the door open for every single possibility.
That's a big difference, by the way, right? Clippers,
right. Knicks, Clippers, Knicks, right. Correct. So, but as his agent left open every possibility, you look at the Warriors. What would it benefit the Warriors owner to say, you know what, we're not sure if he's going to be there? You want to keep that option open.
Sure.
Even if he believes he's not going to play. Even right. if it's he tore his calf, Taz, and they know he's not going to play.
Right, right.
He's going to leave open the possibility because it only serves the Warriors' purpose.
I agree.
In a benefit to do so. Because you want to keep that option open. You want to keep the storyline going. You want to make sure that whoever gets through the East has to prepare for Kevin Durant's potential return.
Right.
Why close the door? It would make no sense for the Warriors owner.
No, you're right. Didn't they do the similar narrative a few weeks back with Boogie? Right. What does he got? He's got the torn Achilles? What does he got going on?
No, he's got the torn quad.
Quad. He's coming off the Achilles from last
year.
I keep forgetting that.
Yeah, yeah.
The quad, that's right. That we talked about that. When that happened, right? The loose ball. I remember that.
Right. All and right. we said it
No, you're right, though. The Warriors. I'm sorry.
No. Go ahead.
The Warriors, it is good business for them to also put that out. You're right. As far as for the offseason with Kevin Durant. Smart, you know?
Yeah. Plus, he's, you know, they still want to try and re-sign him.
Right.
It's not like the Warriors want to close the door.
Yeah, they don't want to get rid of him.
Right. Ultimately, he's going to be a free agent. It's his choice whether or not he wants to return to Golden State, go to the Clippers, go to the Knicks, or go wherever the hell he wants to play basketball, Taz. But
right.
They certainly don't want to close the door on him. So there you have it. All right, next.
Number 3.
Blues ride incredible turnaround season. Back to Stanley Cup final.
That is remarkable. I mean, you think about the fact that the St. Louis Blues, when the ball dropped in Times Square and we rang in 2019, was arguably the worst team in the National Hockey League.
Unbelievable.
And we are sitting now 5-plus months later, Taz, 5.5 months later, and they're getting set to take on the Boston Bruins in the Stanley Cup Finals. It's one of the – we understand the place that hockey has in the sports landscape here in the United States and our country, and – and I'm a hockey fan. You're a hockey fan.
Yes.
We both love the sport. We both love the Stanley Cup playoffs. We also watch regular season hockey. It's one of the great turnarounds that you'll see in professional sports history. It really is. It's remarkable what they've been able to accomplish this year.
Absolutely. I mean, and we talked a lot about this earlier. So if you want to check out the podcast of the show, you could do that at Taz and the Moose, Apple Podcasts, or radio.com. And yeah, we did get into this a lot. And you know, no one would have thought, you know, you would think that who's going to come out of the West Side would have been Vegas or maybe, you know, maybe
Calgary,
maybe Calgary right? The Flames, right, exactly. Winnipeg. you know, you would not have thunk that it would have been the Blues. And, man, and what a great hockey town St. Louis is. So they got to be just over the moon excited that they're going to butt heads and battle with the bad boys up in Beantown, the Boston Bruins. So, yeah, no, great story for sure that the Blues are able to do what they did here and get to this point. To get into the big dance here, it's super, super impressive.
Now, I'm sure some would say you'd rather have East Coast, West Coast, San Jose, Boston.
Right.
Get both coasts involved. But I'll tell you, I think it's a if I'm Gary Bettman, I'm NBC, I'm going to be broadcasting these. I think Westwood One has the radio rights to the Stanley Cup Finals, Taz. I'm happy. I think Blues and Bruins, I think it's a great Stanley Cup Finals. I think the storylines abound. Boston, obviously, is going to be a favorite. St. Louis, a great sports town. Boston, I mean, all they know is success now. They've gone from basically being the redheaded stepchild to the golden child.
Oh,
I
so
mean,
annoying.
all they do is win up in Boston.
Oh, God.
And think about this. The Bruins now can, in the span of a, you know, span of a calendar year here, they can bring now the third consecutive professional sports championship to that city.
It's unbelievable.
They win in the World Series, then win the Vince Lombardi Trophy in the Super Bowl, and now win the Stanley Cup. One city, before another championship gets decided, could have the World Series trophy, the Vince Lombardi trophy, and the Stanley Cup in their possession. That's amazing when you think about it.
Then why should all the other cities even play? Just let Boston just win. It's just like, really.
Go Habs!
Sick of them all.
And they're a favorite in this series.
Yeah, they're gonna win the Stanley Cup. It's happening.
I don't know.
I
would bet the Bruins.
I hope they don't, but I think they're gonna.
It would be something else. Bennington's a wonderful story.
Yeah.
A netminder, not much was expected in, changed everything when he was put in the Nets. They finished the regular season 30-5 in their last 35 games, Taz. They've got this special quality going for them in this series. And you feel bad for San Jose. You know why last night? And you got to tip your cap to the Sharks is this. You know, no Hurdle, no Carlson, no Pavelski.
Right.
I mean, Taz, that's a lot.
That's the main guys.
You're looking at the main power guys for the San Jose Sharks. To get eliminated and have your season end and not being able to go down with your guys. I get the next man up mentality netminder being very important. And Jones wasn't great last night. But that looked like a dead team walking into St. Louis last night.
And St. Louis, they have to that point about what San Jose being several of their top guys, you know, banged up. Many things have fell in place during this postseason for St. Louis.
Yeah.
And that's how teams that are not supposed to win the big dance win the big dance.
That's a good point.
Yeah, really. I mean, look, like, you know, the Nashville Predators were great all year. You know, they really were. And they were eliminated right after the first round. And they were sitting in first place in that Central Division while the Blues were like about third or fourth throughout the whole thing just about. So, I mean, I'm just saying, like, things fell into place during this series for them. And like I said earlier, they got a lot of momentum, the St. Louis Blues right now. Like a plethora of momentum and emotion going into this cup. I don't think they're going to beat the Bruins in this thing, but you know what? Stranger things have happened, and I hope it happens. I'll be pulling for the Blues all the way.
Yeah, I just hope it's a great series. I think we're going to get a good series.
I think so.
I
hope so.
Yeah, I hope so. Hopefully it's not another sweep.
Yeah, there's been
either
a lot
way.
Of sweeps. On
there's
the,
been a lot of sweeps.
Yeah, my team got swept.
Yeah, and then Carolina, who swept your team, got swept by the Bruins.
I know. At least my team swept the Pens.
At least your team was in those games. Some of those Bruins-Canes games were terrible.
Horrible. Horrible. They were horrible. Yeah, the Hurricanes just, I don't know what happened.
I felt so bad when the Islanders got eliminated.
No, you didn't.
Did not.
No, you did not.
Nope.
That was a lot.
It hurt me a lot. I almost wore my Islander hat today. I should have.
You should have. Yeah.
We don't have video.
No
video.
We should have a conversation again with Bloom.
No, he could go fish a herring. This is my new favorite hat. You like this one?
I can't even see it.
Take a look at it.
Boom. There's nothing on the hat. You jerk. There's nothing on the hat. There's nothing on the hat.
Oh, just looking at the hat like, what? I don't see the hat.
No, I thought it was like a blue insignia. I don't know. Sometimes in your mind you do something creative with
the
hat.
I was doing the same thing you did.
What's on the hat? I looked at the hat. It's the seam.
It's a plain gray hat.
Right. I'm like, Taz,
that was funny. That's just why we need video.
A Drake social media update. Plus, we hear from Rob Pelinka. That comes your way next. It's Taz and Moose on this Wednesday morning. CBS CBS Sports Radio.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
Yeah. It certainly is. As we'll get into a little Drake social media update, we also have a little update on the Rob Pelinka reaction to the Magic interview on ESPN, which we got into
yesterday.
Yes, we'll touch upon that. Exclusive audio.
Thank you. Well said. I forgot about that. We have exclusive audio. Like Moose just said, must be a echo in here.
Yeah, because
what? I thought we heard it already, but we didn't hear it on the air.
No, not
but we had to approve it because it's hidden audio.
Correct.
Andrew, you familiar with this or not?
Specifically Rob Pelinka or eavesdropping in general?
Okay, just answer it. Why do you have to turn it to the radio guy when I ask you a question? Just answer the question.
Is he familiar? Maybe he is. Is he?
I mean, why is he going to answer like radio guy? Well, if you're
talking like a man, talk like a person. Okay, the truth is I'm not included in show discussions, so no, I'm not familiar with this.
He's not aware.
No, I'm not in meetings. I don't get emails.
Right, correct.
Wow.
Right.
Mike just ghosts you out?
I didn't see the warrants to get this sound. I had nothing.
Wow. Warrants. That's funny. Interesting. Oh, and as Moose said, ladies and gentlemen, we'll have a social media update. You can still vote, by the way.
On a complete opposite note.
I was just going to plug the thing. But
I'm sorry. No, go ahead. No problem. I apologize.
Yeah, go to at Taz and the Moose on Twitter, and you could vote. Does Drake sideline antics during the Raptors-Bucks game bother you? You can vote, and I will give an update here. Andrew, did you vote yet on this?
No.
Okay, Moose, you had a statement, question, or comment.
I did vote. Thank you for asking.
Well, I knew you'd vote, I assumed, but you were going to say something else.
No, I was going to say something. Do you guys mulch at your house?
Oh, this is a topic I love. Well, I do. Now, when you say
do it yourself,
it's not like I dance. No, what am I? No, I don't. You know
do
why?
Do you weed?
Let me answer the. We can't just roll away from that
first
question.
Oh, no, we're going to get back to mulch here a second, but do you weed?
I have a lot to say.
Or does your landscaper take care of it all?
He does everything.
Oh, okay.
But there's reasons with the mulch. You got to be careful.
Why?
You're mulching your yard yourself?
I don't know. That's why I was asking the question. What do I have to be careful about?
I'll tell you in a minute. Hey, what about you, AB? I'm going to tell you in a minute.
Because you got a
couple things with the mulch. You never had mulch on your...
No, we've had mulch. Yeah.
You've had the landscaper or you did it?
The landscaper did it a couple summers ago.
Sometimes there's like
it's expensive.
It is expensive. Which color, do you remember what color you got?
We went black mulch.
Good move.
Yes.
Because the black is the one that 99% of the time doesn't smell like horse manure.
Yeah.
Because that's the truth. The other stuff, the brown one we did one year, and it was like we were vomiting every time we walked in the house.
Well, but only for a little while. My dad gets it.
He gets the brown?
No, he gets the dark mulch, and it smells. It's
terrible smell.
The black mulch? No.
Yeah, he did, yeah.
His black mulch smell?
Yeah.
Oh, he's got a bad landscape.
No, he's got his landscaper's fine.
Just buried his landscaper.
I don't know. I'm just saying.
Ripped the guy.
No, but it only lasts a little while. Then it goes away. It dissipates.
We had a brown one, dude, that lasted all summer. It was disgusting. People were running out of my house. Your house smells like dog.
Yes. Man, you got a bad set of mulch, no?
Well, we did. This is a few years
ago. How many yards of mulch did you get?
Haven't we had a conversation about you getting like 400 metric tons of mulch?
No. Yeah. I got.
This has come up before.
No, let's have
like.
A real conversation. No one has 400 metric tons.
No. I had 14 yards.
It came on a flatbed?
14 yards.
How many bags of mulch is that?
You need a small army from Guam
so,
to bring that.
Is that 50 bags of mulch? Because you can go
more
Lowe's.
Than that, brother. It's more than 50 bags.
I'm talking about
14 yards. My man, you are asking me rapid fire questions, and I can't even. As I'm answering the question, you're on to the next question.
You're
an expert interviewer.
I'm just firing out. I was just curious. Do you weed your property? Like you see,
what,
like,
out of your mind?
You get out. You go out. You're smoking a cigar. You see like a. You see a dandelion pop up out of the mulch.
I call my landscaper.
You don't go get the dandelion?
No. Right now I got a problem. Around the pool will be open
Which
next
pool?
Week. Well, the North Pool.
Okay.
Right.
There are weeds.
Good question,
There's
Andrew.
A couple.
Thank you.
Right. There Is are that the of... natural pond?
Or the koi pond pool.
Right, or the koi pond.
The weed, you ever see when sometimes when the weed comes up through the paving stone?
Correct,
That drives me nuts.
Yeah, do you take care of that?
No. I did once. I pulled it out, and they kept growing. And then you're supposed to shoot this gimmick in there. This gimmick stuff. I'm not going to. I don't subject myself to Home Depot. No disrespect to them. Great brand. And go buy that stuff. Okay, I don't do that. I'm too busy smoking cigars and pounding vodka.
No, I'm just curious. No, I gotta. Yeah,
you have that. You know why that happens?
I got mulch.
Do you know? I'll get into the mulch in a second.
No,
do you know why that happens?
I do not. No,
with the paving stone.
You have the Mr. Green Thumb.
Well, kind of. The reason why is when your landscapers or you, whoever does someone's yard, when they put any kind of seed down, and then they come and they blow with the blower, or you blow with the blower, it blows onto the paving stone, and when it rains. That creates the seed to grow. I mean, the gimmick to grow.
Oh, I didn't realize
that. That's what happened. Yeah, I know a lot about a lot of things.
Look at that.
Now, the mulch, just be careful.
Should be on Jeopardy.
Yeah, that would be something.
Too easy. Wouldn't be fair.
Moose, when you do the mulch, make sure you wear gloves because there's a certain type of creosote. There's a certain type of, not ointment. There's an oil. It's probably not creosote. When I worked for the Long Island Railroad, that's what they put in the ballast and the railroad ties. It's a chemical to keep them moist, which is poisonous. So that's probably not in mulch.
I don't think that's in mulch
Yeah,
anymore.
But there is some kind of a
substance?
Like an oily liquid.
Well, I'm not going to dive into the mulch like it's leaves when I was 10 years old.
Scrooge no, McDuck. What I'm saying is you got to be careful. You can get a rash. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
You got to wear high gloves that cover up to your arm. Like high gloves up to your arm.
I'm not going to stop.
Dude, I'm not kidding. Because if that stuff gets on your skin, I'm trying to protect you.
I'm not going to wear high gloves like I'm basically giving a like, horse no, a like rectal examination.
No, like you're a welder. Like,
right.
Put it in the oven.
Yeah. Interesting. That was your first thought on high gloves, Moose.
Well, it is. It's just disturbing video. Have you ever seen that? It's disturbing.
Oh, my God.
The vet wearing the gloves right up the shoulder.
I went welding, too.
No, they're more than bicep deep, dude. It's disturbing. It's disturbing
video.
I've
never seen that, dude. I'm not kidding.
You don't want to look at it.
That's disgusting.
It'll be burned into your mind forever.
Some stuff people are into. Anyway.
I'm not into it.
No, I'm joking.
I was watching the thing.
Layup,
all right.
Not the fancy horses.
No, right.
Well, what do they do? They buy wine for each other? Buy a bottle of Shiraz?
Dirty Jobs, right? With
I know everything.
Okay. So the episode that they showed was they've got the... You know, the thoroughbred in the stall. They walk around a different female horse to get him fired up.
Right. Stoke the fires.
And then...
Stud. Here comes a stud.
He does his business in, like, a fake horse. And then they take...
Excuse me? Like a blow-up horse?
Like, no. I think it's
that's
30.
Not true. That's not true.
That's what this guy did. He never actually touched a horse.
Well, the other horse. That's not true. You can't, in thoroughbred industry, you cannot... all has to be natural.
This is not just a regular breeder.
Yeah. Right. So if you really want to get in depth here.
Yes.
Actually, how much more in depth can you get, Moose?
No, so
it all started with mulch.
I'm afraid to look at my bicep and tricep.
So if you go to like some of the great like Coolmore and some of the, you know, you go to Lexington, Kentucky where they have all these farms where they have stallions and mares and everything like that. The mare will be in a shed. The stallion will then be, like, you know, stoked, fluffed by another female horse. Wow. And then they'll bring him into the shed, and he'll... For safety reasons, because the male can hurt the female
horse. Does some guiding.
That's...
Brings the male home, so to speak.
That's... That's a man's male.
Right, that's a job. That actually is a job. But in thoroughbred racing, there cannot be artificial insemination. It all has to be natural.
Wow. And you've seen all these videos.
I've seen the videos.
He's been the guy.
I've not been the guy. I have not. I would never want that job. Honestly, we've all done tough jobs in our lives. That would not be a job that I would want.
Well, anyway, just wear gloves when you handle them.
Thank you. Go ahead, Andrew.
Here is your report.
up to my shoulders.
Sponsored by Wrangler Outdoor.
Disgusting.
Pants and shirts made with durable fabrics, moisture management, and UPF 30 protection. Wrangler outdoor clothing with outdoor credibility and everyday versatility. Try them on today.
The best part is looking at Mikey B's face while Moose is explaining everything.
So horror. Yeah.
I just wish the horror. Video. Oh my
no,
God.
Because not all horses are nice. So there are some stallions that can be nasty and they have to protect the female.
What a cutie.
I understand. Yeah.
They can buck and kick, especially when they're revved up.
Sounds like my honeymoon. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, I don't want to brag.
Oh, yeah, sure, no. Back to me.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
Here's your sports news.
Simple transition.
Yeah. Right. The lead doesn't matter. Here's a basketball.
That was a wonderful night for your wife.
8-12, third quarter, Toronto by 11. Gasol tees up a three straight away. Good. Down the bottom of the well for Marc Gasol. 76-62. Toronto by 14, biggest lead of the game.
That lead got as large as 25 before a 120-102 win over the Bucks. That was Eric Smith on Raptors Radio. Marc Gasol, 17 points, 25 from Kyle Lowry, 18 from Norman Powell, 17 from Serge Ibaka, while a tired slash possibly injured Kawhi Leonard went for 19 over 34 minutes. That 18-point win gets the Raptors even with the Bucks through four games in the Eastern Conference final. Milwaukee got 30 points from Chris Middleton last night, 25 from Giannis, but no one else scored more than 11. Game 5 back in Wisconsin tomorrow night. It'll be the Bruins and the Blues for the Stanley Cup starting Monday night in Boston. St. Louis finished off San Jose in Game 6, 5-1. First time in the final for them since 1970. At 42, the Blues are the oldest NHL franchise without a championship. That number might not be correct. Now that I think about it, they began playing in 68, or that was 67.
Yeah, that'd be
52. Right. Excuse me. The Orioles, meanwhile, continue to put up little resistance to the Yankees.
I don't think the Yankees want to leave town. I mean, they love this ballpark.
John Sterling, Yankees Radio.
Put on a real voice, Johnny. John Wayne. You're John Sterling. You're not John Wayne.
If he's the Met announcer, you'd be like, oh, my guy's so good. Take me home, John. We sleep into his voice at night. Guys, you Met fans are such frauds. You guys really
good
are.
To see you, Moose. The Yanks are 5-0 really in Camden Yards.
Such frauds.
After last night's 11-4 final. The Mets won last night. The Mets won last night 6-5 over the Nationals. The Dodgers down the Rays 7-3. And Toronto smacked Boston.
Here's Rowdy Tellez. And he swings at the first pitch and jacks it. Will it stay fair? Deep right field. That ball's gone. Rowdy broke the scoreboard.
The dude's name is Rowdy Tellez. He knocked out some lights on the ribbon board around the bottom of the third deck in right
in
Toronto.
Rowdy, it's on when your name is Rowdy.
That was a two-run homer.
He also called a post.
Three-run homer. In a 10-3 victory.
Moose heard that. He's like, what?
Yeah, what?
Moose
was like, what? Where's the window?
Moose was like, what?
Where are we running? They're entering the track. Right, the third race over.
I'm going to track with Moose. I'll be at the eating a hot dog and a beer, and I'm here now. I'm like, wait, hold on, what?
Yeah, exactly right. Yeah.
Pete's getting so mad right now. Because someone's got control, Moose. The magic. I'll tell you later, buddy. Go ahead. Continue.
And Ndamukong Suh and Gerald McCoy were the second and third picks in the 2010 NFL draft. Now, Suh appears to be following McCoy as the Bucs D-tackle. Tampa Bay said to be close to signing Suh after releasing McCoy on Monday. Suh made $14 million with the Rams last season. And some college football news. Mississippi State signing head coach Joe Moorhead to a four-year extension. He'll make $3.2 million annually on average after an eight-win season and an appearance in the Outback Bowl. Guys?
All right. Well, we appreciate it. Thank you, Andrew. So have yourself a wonderful rest of your Wednesday. Tomorrow. All right. Let's get to a little social media update, shall we?
Yes, sir. All right. So, we put this out earlier. Does Drake's sideline antics during the Raptors-Bucks game bother you? Well, a lot of people voted so far, thus far. 60% say yes, 40% say no.
Wow, I thought it'd be more.
I thought I
said 75-25.
So did I.
I thought it would be more against Drake's. I'm surprised it's only 60-40.
There's still 21 hours left to go, Moose. That's the good news.
That is the good news.
And some of the comments are pretty interesting. Raul de la Santos, his Twitter name is @RollItWithCheese. Okay. if it was a regular fan and not Drake, the fan is kicked out and the team is potentially penalized. He touched the coach and no sign of security anywhere. Just watch the game like everyone else. Mm. I agree.
Yes.
I agree with the cheese man. This guy here at Swayze86, he says, nope. He's like any other fan that tries to distract his opposition. So he has no problem with it. Dr. Simo Dollars. You know, remember Dr. Simo Dollars.
Don't make fun of his name.
Yeah, don't make fun of his name. I forgot about that. That's right. How do you remember that?
I do. He went into great detail. How dare I? How dare we? He gave us. We mocked his Twitter handle, and then he went into great detail. Like it goes back to his grandmother. It felt terrible.
Well, this might lead into that because he goes, "Does Jack being sidelined of the Lakers beyond superstardom other me?" I don't know what he means by that. Nope, that's what he put.
It's early.
Nope, it's early. Yeah.
I don't know what that means.
And I'm an expert.
Be and other.
Wait, read that again.
It says, "Does Jack." Nicholson, I guess. Does Jack being sideline of Lakers beyond superstardom other me?
Forgot the B to make it bother.
Oh, does it bother me?
He forgot the B.
Oh, yes.
Got it. Okay. All right.
Good job.
There we go.
There's more. There's a lot more.
Speaking of the Lakers. All right. Right? Well, listen. Speaking of the Lakers. I'm trying to decipher. Tweets.
There's 21 hours left.
Hey, there's plenty of vote. Hop on. Taz and the Moose vote. Does Drake annoy you on the sideline when you're watching a Toronto Raptors home game?
That was fun.
Speaking of the Lakers, we talked a lot yesterday about Magic, right? In his interview that he did on ESPN.
Yes.
Where he threw the Lakers under the bus and then the Pelinka presser with Frank Vogel in which they introduced the Lakers head coach, right?
Yeah.
we've got some audio never heard before of Pelinka actually watching Magic's interview on ESPN.
Exclusive audio.
Yeah.
This is exclusive Moose. You're not going to find this anywhere else.
No, this is it. Taz and the Moose special.
So if any of you people out there, any of you board operators or producers from these other radio shows that are going to steal our content.
This is it.
Just credit the show.
Credit.
Credit. That's the word. That's what I meant. Right.
Don't critique the show. Credit the show.
Yeah, please don't critique the show.
Right.
Are you ready to play this? Mike? Mike, you ready?
Go ahead. We're ready. Right, fire away.
So people around the Laker office was telling me Rob was saying things, Rob Pelinka, and I didn't like those things being said behind my back that I wasn't in the office enough and so on and on.
Oh, this is ridiculous.
I started getting calls from my friends outside of basketball saying those things now were said to them outside of basketball. Now, not just in the Laker office anymore. Now it's in the media and so on.
And these are people you trust.
Exactly.
Exactly what I wanted on my Monday.
The straw that broke the camel's back was I wanted to fire Luke Walton. And I said, listen, we got to get a better coach.
Oh, at least I have nothing in the next couple hours. Oh, that's right. I have to meet the media with my new coach.
If you're going to talk about betrayal, it's only with Rob.
At least it's sunny out.
I'm Magic Johnson. I'm still the same dude.
Frank, we're going to have to talk real quick. You might want to come here. Frank.
Anyways, that's pretty good. So exclusive. That's exclusive stuff.
Thank
that's
you to ESPN first take. That's where the audio, the Magic interview was.
Yes.
Very
thank
nice.
You for that. Yep, exactly. Anyway, no, that was great. That was great. Yeah. So,
exact reaction you would expect from Frank.
Frank, where are you?
Right. Or from Rob Pelinka, I should say.
Oh, Rob Pelinka, yeah.
Yes. Anyway, good job, Mikey B, across the way. Come back. We got the undercard for you. What we did not hit upon on this Wednesday morning, what you need to know. It's Taz and the Moose with you, rolling right along. CBS Sports Radio.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
All right, CBS Sports Radio toll-free line brought to you by Geico. Great news, quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com. 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on car insurance. Time right now to answer our Ask the Pros question of the day brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Today's question is from Hank in Seattle. Any shot Adam Silver would actually start West Coast games earlier? Don't forget, you can submit a question by going to cbssportsradio.com/askthepros. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices Excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every single day. We're talking NBA Finals here.
I guess that's what Hank is asking in Seattle.
I don't know, dude. I
don't think he will. I don't think so. You think he will? I don't think they will stop the West Coast games.
The problem is during the week, you want to allow the basketball fan to be able to get to the arena and still be able to go to work.
I'm trying to remember what they do like with other sports like Major League Baseball. I'm trying to remember when they had any.
Major League Baseball, you're starting the games at 8.
The West Coast games? I'm talking about postseason.
You're talking about postseason.
Yeah.
So, all right. So if you're looking at. If you're looking at postseason baseball games, they start at 8 usually. So they're starting out 5 at West Coast. If you're looking at the World Series starts shortly after 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
Gavin. Now, if you're looking at earlier on in the postseason in Major League Baseball, that's where they have the doubleheaders. So you have a game that starts at 7. Or, you know, I think on the first day of the MLB playoffs, don't they have the quadruple header? They'll have the game at 1, 4, 7, and then they have the 10 o'clock game.
Correct, Mundo. Yeah, I don't know. What do you think Silva's going to do? I don't think he's going to start them early. I don't, the West Coast games. Do you?
Well, I mean, how much earlier do you want to start? You want to start at 8 o'clock?
Yeah, thanks, Hank.
8:30? Could you go earlier than that? You want to start the games at 7:30? You're not going to be able to do that. Think about that. If you have Warrior season tickets and you're going to the game, that game then starts at 4:30. What about if you have work? Not everyone can get off work to go to a basketball game.
No, not everybody can. This is true.
I mean, so that's the rub you run into. Listen, there's no doubt it's tough when you're watching playoff games, especially with the job that we have, Taz. If you're up early in the morning and you have to be up at 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning, even if you're not doing a radio show, but you're up to get up for your day at 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning, Taz, it's hard to stay up. It's next to impossible to stay up to 10:30, 11 o'clock, 11:30 at night.
People ask me all the time, how do guys like you and Moose, such high-level elite radio broadcasters, national broadcasters and national sports star broadcasters, and how do you watch all these games? And how do you stay up late at night? And you know what I say to these people? I say, we just do it. I mean, and that's it. We just get it done. And that's what, no matter if it's nighttime, daytime, we watch the games, morning, noon, night, it don't matter. We get it done, Moose. You know that. We just do.
And if you can't sit there, you can watch a recap.
Well, that's true. You can do that also. Easy. Yeah. That's a good point. Thanks for bringing that up. I said, there you go, Hank. I hope you got your answer. I don't even know if you got his answer.
Hopefully
it's not raining in Seattle.
All right, quickly. All right, here we go. Undercard.
Taz and the Moose present the Undercard. The stories from today's rundown that we haven't talked about on the show.
All right, here we go.
Rodney Harrison said, it's great Tom Brady's not at OTA. Is he right?
Yeah, probably. He's like probably, great as the old man. Probably like boring having him around. He's not, all the young players are like, probably make fun of him. And he's an old man, Brady. They don't want him around. That's probably the thing.
Cutie.
Tom Brady. You expect Brady to be set, ready to go. I don't think you need him at OTAs. They understand what the deal is if you're a Patriot, organization. I don't know if I'd say it's great that he's not at OTAs, but Rodney Harrison did.
It's the only time another quarterbacks get to play.
Get the reps that they need. Right.
That's really it.
Get an opportunity. Yeah, no question about that. You're right.
Play, right.
Right. Jared Stidham, their quarterback maybe in the future. Auburn Tiger.
Yeah,
right.
Auburn guy.
Former Baylor player. Bear.
You know what I'm sick of? Nick Nurse's face. Has nothing to do with Tom Brady. I'm sick of Nick Nurse on the sideline overreacting with his stupid glasses and his facial expressions. What do you mean? What? He's so dramatic. It's like a 14-year-old kid.
That's what you see in the NBA. He's not the only one. The players are too.
No, but this guy's over the top, dude. I mean, he's more than
anybody else.
He really is. Nick Nurse. Mike, no. He's like over the top of his face.
Well, he had the googly eye thing back in round one, which was pretty cool.
Yeah, that's true.
I just don't like his face, and it's dramatic. He's overreacting, and I'm annoyed with him.
He got off the team plane the other day. You see that with the guitar?
No, I did not see that.
Yeah. Get off the team flight when they flew back home from Toronto to Toronto from Milwaukee.
I didn't know that.
And he had a guitar with him.
It's tremendous.
Yeah. He's in there strumming the guitar.
He's a folk hero.
Yeah, that's it. Folk songs. Mike, Pete, great job. Fisher for joining us earlier on the program. Adam, that is. And Bogus with the updates. Taz, till tomorrow, buddy.
Adios.
You got it. Have you enjoy your Wednesday, everybody. Peace.
There's got to be a 10-second runoff here.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.